I want to start here with the Atlanta Braves. Last night, 4-3, they fall to the Reds. And once again, unable to get to 500. Grant Holmes struggled through it. Didn't have his best stuff. I actually thought he did relatively well to get deep enough into this game to where you're not burning your bullpen. He gave up 2 home runs to the leadoff hitter, 7 hits and 4 runs pitching into the 6th inning. They fought and battled, but he just didn't have his best stuff. I think we've seen that. I think that's allowable, especially after the outing he had against the Dodgers. Drake Baldwin with a solo home run.
It seemed like he had solo home runs. It's like, I mean, it seemed like if he's hitting a home run,
like,
it seemed like it.
It seems like Austin Riley hits 2 run bombs.
Yes.
And everyone else.
Yes.
Literally everyone else
hits solo
is solo
home runs.
Ozzie, yeah. Olsen, Drake Baldwin. Yeah, solo home runs, man. And that's one of the big issues right now for the Atlanta Braves is that offense has gone quiet. They haven't scored more than 4 runs since that second game in Colorado. Maybe that's fine for other teams. They've got 1 win all year when scoring less than 4, and that came in Tuesday's 2-1 walk-off win.
Yeah, I mean, they are, you know, it's just typical of what this season has been for the Braves, just up and down, inconsistent offense. But, yeah, I mean, you know, they're in a position where they can still find a way to win this series and, you know, continue their climb. Because I think, you know, what was the question asked to Grant yesterday when they went to the World Series? When did they get over 500? Like in August?
Oh, it was deep into the summer,
yeah. Deep into the summer and everything. So that's why I said there's no reason to panic. You just don't – and I think people always take panic for, like, pointing out the fact they're not playing. Oh, you're in panic. Oh, no. It's pointing out the fact they're not playing at their full capacity. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, Grant Holmes struggled. But like you said, he went long enough. I thought he was going to get pulled a little earlier. But,
I could have seen him pulled in the third.
But you saw Schnitt just wanted to let him go. And also, you know, not necessarily have to tax out the bullpen. And when he cut the lead 4-3, I was like, okay, here we go. We got something going. And then, obviously, they didn't have anything going.
I thought they had a shot when Hunter Green got pulled. He had to leave the game early due to injury. I was like, all right. Like,
they got something going. Because Andy pointed out this dude can, dude can go.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, like, Grant Holmes is kind of held. It's 4, but Hunter Green's out. Let's see what happens. Then slowly but surely, they started to find their way back into it, but ultimately just wasn't enough there. This is their second attempt to get back to 500.
Yes. Yes.
I don't believe this. I don't think that you believe this. But if it happens again, someone's going to say it. Is getting to 500 like some mental block, some hurdle?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
Bo's shaking his head because I know, Bo, you're on the same side.
No.
Someone's going to say it. Well, no. They just can't get over that mental block of being 500.
Pretty scary number, that 500 number.
It's difficult.
Average record, it's pretty just scary. Ooh, no.
You mentioned it is a 4-game series. So, look, you can take a 3-1 series win. I'll take that. And you got a chance to do that. I do wish it was a day game. I really do like the day games on getaway days, whatever. Mostly because now I just got to kill hours until it's time for first pitch.
But, right.
Nick Lodolo against Spencer Schwellenbach.
Schwellen needs a good one.
I was going to ask you about that.
We need a good one from him, man, because, I mean, he was like on fire to start the year, kind of been a little sporadic these last few starts. Yeah, we'd love to see him go out and have a nice start for them today. And also, I mean, just the offense, go up there and give him, you know, somebody do something. Do some good stuff for him offensively. But, yeah, for Schwellen to go out there and have a nice 7-inning 8-9 strikeout game, I think that'd be perfect for him.
Yeah, he's had a couple of setback starts here, and I just – some people will look at what he did to start the year and say, oh, boy, that was a fluke. And some people will say what he did with the year and the skill set and the tools that he has and says, these last 2 starts were a fluke, or 3 starts, however it's been. I don't think it's really either. Like I don't think the start of the season for him was a fluke. I also don't think these last couple of starts was a fluke. I think there have been some adjustments made by batters and teams in their approach to facing Schwellenbach. I also think he just hasn't ultimately been sharp. And I think we learned last year, like what you saw with Chris Sale, you got to be good when you're not sharp.
Right.
And I think that's what helped Chris Sale be the pitcher he was a year ago. And I think Schwelly is still figuring some of those things out. You got to remember how young he
is.
In terms of major league experience.
Sale's been through the battles. He's been through the
all
wars.
The
he knows
battles.
How to get through, you know, get through stuff like this. Well, he's, like you say, he's still just a relatively young pitcher that's really, you know, still hell, he ain't nowhere near figured it out yet.
And by the way, it's the same thing for A.J. Smith-Shawver. Exactly. Now, I think you would say that their trajectories were kind of flipped. Shawver had a ton of struggles early on, is maybe now figuring it out. And Schwelly had almost no struggles right. immediately. Now he's got a couple of those and has to figure it out. But, yeah, definitely looking for a bounce-back start for him. I think it would calm a lot of people's nerves in regards to his future. And not like long-term future, but just the season.
Oh, okay.
I think people are like already panicking about like, Schwelly was carrying us and now he's gone. He's done for. I'm like, I don't know, man. Is he done for, or did he have a couple starts with some hiccups? Like, so did Chris Sale, man.
Exactly.
And look at what he's done the last two times out. It's okay.
It's okay to struggle as a pitcher. It happens, especially to the young ones, especially when we've just seen the only thing we've seen of them since they become to the big club is success. And so, you're going to have these type of hills and valleys and things like that. Not saying that, okay, it's about time to send him to go down or anything. I don't think he's nowhere near being a wankster. He's got to pitch better. He knows that. They know that. And hopefully tonight going against the Reds, he can get that, because I would love to see him get a nicer. I mean, obviously you want them all to pitch well, but, you know, this is the reason, because like you said, Abe, he started out so well. He was the best pitcher in the rotation. He won pitcher of the month last month. I mean, all these different things. You saw the accolades. You just want to see him get back to that, and hopefully that starts tonight. But more than anything, let's get this offense going. If somebody, you know, as far as let's hit some home runs with people on base. Let's get the clutch hitting. Who's a Nick Lodolo?
Lodolo, I think. Yeah, I never heard of him.
He righty lefty.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, it don't matter.
I only wrote down a couple of facts here. Not all of them.
Lodolo. Yeah, well, him, yeah. But no, they're not afraid to get to 500. I would like to see them get to 500.
Terrifying. It's a problem.
It's been an uphill climb. We understand that. And they've been at this position and then went back two games. But I don't see that happening. They should win. I'm with you. I wish it was a day game. But I guess because they're going just straight up to Pittsburgh, it's not a big deal. But, yeah, they need this one. Go to Pittsburgh. They got to face Skeeny while they're up there.
Missing him.
No Skeeny.
Yeah.
So there you go then. There you go.
I think this would be a very good series win. I think anytime you're dealing with four games,
yes,
it's going to be difficult. So I think this would be a good series win.